Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. A quiet but mighty revolution has been growing in Baltimore over the past four summers. For a group of African-American teenage girls, it's been fueled by the power of the page, filling their minds with positive images of Black women who come to life in stories penned by Black female authors. Here to tell us about her nonprofit, A Revolutionary Summer, is its co-founder and executive director, Andrea Nassina Cole. Cole also taught for 10 years in Baltimore City Public Schools and now works as a restorative practices specialist. Welcome to On the Record, Andrea.
Thank you, Sheila.
Also with us is Constance Wisheng Francois, a recent graduate from the Baltimore School of the Arts, heading to Johns Hopkins University Peabody Conservatory on Monday. Welcome.
Thank you.
She's directing a play she wrote for the teens participating in A Revolutionary Summer, which they'll perform this weekend. It's called I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America, based on the book by the same name. Andrea, tell us about A Revolutionary Summer. How did it start?
So we started four summers ago. My co-founder and I, it was really very informal and seemingly spontaneous. We were talking about the fact that our daughters, who were 15 at the time, hadn't read the text that for us were pivotal. Novels like Their Eyes Were Watching God, The Color Purple, The Bluest Eye, nonfiction selections by bell hooks, and poetry collections by Lucille Clifton and Sonia Sanchez. We knew that those texts kept us safe, that they provided authentic representations of us, and that they gave us healthy pathways out. So our daughters had to read them.
Healthy pathways out of?
Well, I think about the negative images that Black girls are exposed to in music, on television, in other forms of media. It can be difficult to find a safe space in all of that. And Black women artists and authors don't do that. They keep us safe.
So you said you felt it was important for your daughters to find a way out. What did you do?
We decided that they would, that first summer, read 12 books. And it was quite intensive, maybe a little bit crazy. We've since lessened the load. But we thought, well, our daughters will read these books this summer. Why not invite other daughters to do the same? So we talked to friends and friends of friends and posted a few things on Facebook. And before we know it, we had 12 to 15 girls in a literature circle.
So tell me more about this. It's all reading books? Is that the whole Revolutionary Summer? What else is involved?
So what has happened is that each year we've expanded in some way. Year one, yes, we just read books, but we soon discovered that they needed exposure to films by Black women, paintings, photographs, albums. And so this year we study a wide variety of artists. The girls read, I want to say four or five books this year, but they watched the film Eve's Bayou, directed and written by Cassie Lemons. They studied the album A Seat at the Table by Solange. We also studied the photographs of Carrie Mae Weems and the sculptures of Valerie Maynard.
This is quite an intensive survey.
It is. And that's not all of it. So in addition to the reading and writing workshops, they're responsible for keeping self-love journals. They have an entry a night. They take yoga class every Sunday. And they're responsible for preparing for the end of summer production. This year, it will be I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America.
And I want to talk about that production this weekend. But tell me first, in an age when teens consume so much media in so many varied ways, and books are often the least of it, how did you decide on books as the core vehicle for what you wanted to do?
I actually feel myself get a little dumber every day that I don't read. Like, I need books to sustain me. It's where I find, again, a true version of myself, where I stumble across the magnificent ideas that have shifted my life and shown me precisely how to love myself. I don't see that many other places. And so I have to give them the gift of literature.
And then you also have all these other elements, including this performance. Tell me a bit about the performance.
So I found the text, I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America, at Everyone's Place many years ago. It's a photo anthology. It collects sung and unsung heroes, black women who have changed America in significant ways. You'll find everybody in there from Toni Morrison to Ruby Dee to Queen Mother Moore. I take that book out if ever I feel bad to just kind of remind myself of the women who came before me, the odds against them, the fact that they overcame those odds, that they were able to carry their burdens with some measure of grace and impart to their daughters wonderful lessons. And I thought, it's such a gem to me. I would love not only to share it with our daughters, but to share it with Baltimore as well. The book is now out of print. So in order to get copies of it, we had to go to like 25 independent booksellers. It was certainly our most expensive book to date, but we got copies of them. They're all pretty much used, but they're gems. And I wanted very much to just share the gift of the stories inside of them with our daughters and, again, with Baltimore.
Wisheng Francois, it's you who turned that book into a script for the performance this weekend. I want to ask you about that, but let me ask first, how did you come to be involved with A Revolutionary Summer?
So the way that I became involved in A Revolutionary Summer and the way I heard about A Revolutionary Summer was actually through my teacher, Roz Cawthon, at the Baltimore School for the Arts. She's the head of the theater department. And Miss Andrea's partner, Miss Andrea, she went to Roz to look for a young director that could possibly be spearhead the end of the year production for A Revolutionary Summer. And so that is how I got involved.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Andrea Nassina Cole and Wisheng Francois about the organization A Revolutionary Summer and the original play they're presenting this weekend, I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America, based on the book of the same name. So how did you approach, Wisheng, turning that book into a play that would hold people's attention on stage?
Yes, well, that was definitely a process in itself. You know, having this book with just full of these beautiful images and stories of these women. And I think that I had to take it and look at it from a young person's point of view, in the sense where I just graduated high school. And so it was influential for me as well, you know, looking at these women and reading these stories and, you know, doing some self-reflection and wondering, how do I take this? And then so the idea of not wanting just to have one monologue after the next, in the end, I've decided that there will be three girls who are cousins, and they discover the book, and then the play is basically their journey as they're reading the book and their development throughout as they're learning about all of these women.
So as they discover them, as they discover these characters in the book, the characters appear. They mm-hmm. become part of the play.
Yes. So the book takes place in Aunt Kiki's, in her attic, which is their aunt. These three girls are cousins. And Aunt Kiki has them cleaning up her attic. It's the summertime. And so they go over there thinking they're just doing chores. You know, they get a little extra cash. But as they're cleaning up, they discover the book. And they start to get interested. And so as they're reading it, each woman comes to life on the stage. They're in two different worlds. So it's not like the girls see this woman suddenly in the attic appear as they're reading.
Andrea mentioned to us some of the characters in the book. How did you decide which to focus on in the play?
So basically, there were a lot to choose from, 75 women. And so Miss Andrea pulled out a few, considering certain costumes, ideas, and what would be the most attainable for us. And then we basically looked at all of the women that we had, and we wanted to try to represent as many different career paths as we could to show the diversity between these women. So we have artists and politicians and chefs and army generals. Basically, in every field you can think of, we have tried to represent a Black woman.
Was there one you particularly enjoyed writing?
Well, actually, I didn't necessarily write the stories of these women. These are the words of the actual women through interviews from the book. I just wrote the script that kind of connected them all. But one story that definitely stuck out to me was Queen Mother Moore.
Tell me about her.
So Queen Mother Moore is a very radical, you could say, activist and organizer, civil rights activist, who really focused in on trying to reconnect the African-American community in the United States back to Africa and realizing that, no, we're not Negroes, we're not even Black, we're African people. And using that to really drive that movement. And also, she was very strong on demanding reparations for all of the time that our people were enslaved.
Wisheng, what has been your experience working with the troop? Have you seen any changes in the girls over your time working with them?
Yes. Like, for me, we're actually all around the same age. So I've been directing and working with my peers, basically. And it has definitely been a process. I've learned so much just about directing and, you know, the process of writing a script and, you know, bringing that to life with real people. But yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen, you know, a growth, especially as we get more into who these characters are, like who these women are, and seeing them come to life with, you know, younger women who are my age representing, you know, another generation. It's definitely been really powerful and inspirational and, you know, kind of surreal in a sense, but in a really beautiful way.
What do you hope people take away having experienced the play?
Well, there are two things, again, like from, you know, the script's point of view, I want people to take away that Black women can be in any field, you know, and seeing the diversity between Black women and showing these unsung and unsung heroes that I didn't even know of before I went into this process, things that we don't learn in schools. So that's one side, wanting people to know about these women and be affected by that. And the other side is coming from a younger person and almost from an actor's point of view, that I want the girls to take away about thinking about their ancestors and basically go through the same journey that the three younger characters in the play go through, you know, to experience these women and become inspired by that and spark their revolution, you know, in the world beyond just the play.
Andrea, what are you hoping people take away from this?
That was a wonderful summary, Wisheng. I hope that people take away the idea that representation matters. It's really important that Black girls see themselves in a light that is different from the ways in which they are typically portrayed in the media. I think about the examples that they have to depend on, and I'm not hopeful. I Dream a World presents, as Wisheng has said, activists, teachers, writers, singers, this wide variety, this comprehensive take on the Black woman's life that oftentimes Black girls are denied. So it was really important to me that the play be directed by a young person. Wisheng is fresh out of high school. She's only 18 years old. Her life in many respects has just begun. And yet she has taken this text and shaped it into this absolutely beautiful production. So it's important to me that people see that young people are capable of that. None of our daughters besides Wisheng, well, I think that Kamaya may have some experience in acting, but besides those two, no one is an actor. And so they've built up their courage somehow, some way, stepped outside of their comfort zone and committed to portraying women who are just magnificent in so many ways. That requires a lot of bravery. So I want for folks to see that young people are very much so capable of taking nothing and making something.
It sounds inspiring. Thank you both for telling us about it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Andrea Nassina-Cole is co-founder and executive director of A Revolutionary Summer, an intensive critical reading and writing program to help Black teenage girls shape their ideas about who they are and what they can be. Wisheng Francois is a playwright and director who will start studying at the Peabody Conservatory next week. We've been talking about the original play they're presenting this weekend, I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America, based on the book of the same name. Performances are Saturday, August 25th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, August 26th at 2 p.m. at Area 405, 405 East Oliver Street in Baltimore. For more information on the play and on A Revolutionary Summer, we have links at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. After a short break on the record, a Stoop story. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.